will be that day, not necessary to be the second coming. No? It could be your last day. So. Last night we prayed for Brother Lin, Lillian's father. He lost his pulse. Thank God after your intercession, the doctor was able to find his pulse. So he had a peace through last night. But this morning at about just now, I just received a call. Brother Lin passed away around 9 o'clock this morning. The Lord called him back. As a human being, it could be very sad. Brother Lin belonged to Cerrito Church. Actually, yesterday, Pastor Chow and I went to see another sister, a sister from Queens, Si Shu Zhi. Maybe you know him. You're from Queens, right? She she cannot breathe by herself. She relies on the machine to breathe. Her son decided to, because that is a wish of the mother, do not want to rely on the machine, decided to take away the mask, the oxygen. And before he wanted to remove that, he asked the preachers to go there to bless her, to pray and to comfort the family member. So just in these 2 days, we have two beloved brothers passed away in Cerrito Church. As a human being, we don't like to see it, but really, if you truly have faith, it is not a day for sorrow. It is not a day for weeping. It's a day of glory. It's a day of receiving crown. So we started Book of Revelation knowing that the Lord will come the second time. It is very true. We also got to realize that the Lord can take anybody away home at any time, at his timing. Our days and our territory are predetermined already. The coffin is not for the old person. The coffin is for the dead person. Everybody can die any moment. But really, thank God, we have that hope. So when we look at all those things occurs and around us, we ask ourselves a question. What are we pursuing on earth? What is the purpose to live on earth? We may have house, we may have a car, we may have many people who loved us. Like yesterday when I went to Sister Si, I noticed that her son loved her so much. Her son kept crying and crying. Her son really was a very godly and pious, xiaoshun, how do you say xiaoshun? Filial, thank you, filial son. But still, she cannot bring the love of her son, go back with her. So when we come to the presence of God, we think about life and think about heavenly kingdom, and you shall readjust the direction of your life. In the world, everybody just seeking after material possessions. But what do you seek after? Something you can think about. Now let's come to third seals. Let's continue to study the third seals. Let's read chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6. Chapter 6. Third seal, we already mentioned it. Spiritually, there are, because they don't have the word of God, Amos chapter 8, verse 11, right? Therefore, people are famine. Now, people are lonely. How many times, like, you feel like you are very bored? Like, in summertime, many of you post on your Facebook, I'm bored to death. I'm bored, right? Many of you post that kind of message. You post that kind of message because you do not, If you truly have a habit of prayer and reading Bible, I bet you will not you will not feel that kind of emptiness and loneliness and boring. And it is only true that if we do not have the Word of God, no matter how beautiful is your house, how many cable channels do you have, you still feel very, very bored because people are lacking the Word of God. Now, over here, oil and wine, you always can find Bible verses talk about this have to do with the grace of God. Oil many times refer to Holy Spirit. And wine, if you read the book of Isaiah, they are the grace of God. You shall not waste the gospel. You shall not waste the oil and wine. You shall not waste the mercy of God because this is the day of famine. You shall pray for the fullness. You shall draw near to God. Please read verse 7. 安琪, can you read from the back? Can you read out louder? 大声一点. Not 8. Haiti. Okay, so again, this seal can interpret into two realms, two levels, right? Earthly level and spiritual level. If you talk about spiritual level, anybody can tell me, of course, this is the horse of pale. Now, and when it comes, some sword follow him, famine follow him. Now, sword, which seal opened, you see a sword was given to the one riding on the horse. With seals. When it is open, you see the sword. Huh? Ready? Second, right? So sword is the second seal, right? Are you with me? Second seal. You see the sword in second seal? Hello? Thank you. Now, followed by sword is famine, right? Which seal, when it opened, there was famine? Huh? Third seal, right? So number four seal is a combination of number four seal is the combination of second seal and third seal, right? Plus pestilence, right? Another translation is death, right? Any translation say death. Pestilence say death. Yes, some of you translation say death, right? So this could be spiritual death. This could be spiritual persecution. When you believe in Jesus Christ, people persecuted you, they are sold, and they are famine. No? In this generation, when the Word of God started to preach, in this generation, you find out that many people are lacking of the Word of God, many people are famine. And then there are spiritual death also. Pestilence also is a contagious disease. Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Chapter 2, verse 1. Now, this is as if this is the spiritual plague. Dorothy, please read. Verse 2. Many will follow their destructive way as like a plague will influence other people, follow the false prophets, and later on they become spiritual, they die, right? And of course, also beast, when the fourth seal opened, besides sword, famine, plague, and beast. What is beast? Please turn to Jude, verse 10. 犹大书第十节 Jude, verse 10. Polina? Jude is the book before Revelation, huh?So a beast are the person who blaspheming others. They do not even know what they are talking about. Huh? We mentioned in the past, Babylon, those people who are in politics, violent people, they are like beasts, right? Is that right? Hello? 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. Chapter 2, verse 12, 夜风，夜经。Louder, please. 啊？哦，怎么到了 ？OK. OK, those people are, 啊？Okay, whatever. Like, I need someone who read loud. Sorry, I really cannot hear you. Jessica, please read 18. Chapter 2, verse 18. Okay, so those are beasts. Huh? They blaspheming other people that.They blaspheme something that did not know, oh, and they are boasting. They use their flesh and desire to seduce other people. Oh. So these are like beasts, oh, spiritual beasts, not physical beasts. And all this will come so, and make people die. Their spiritual life will die. Even those who are...believe in Jesus will be influenced by those people. Oh. So it is called death and Hades will follow these pale horses. But of course, you can interpret this seal in earthly level also. These four classical disasters that you can find in the Old Testament time. Huh? Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 21.Ezekiel 14:21. 古典四大灾害, huh? That meaning that those four disasters, you can find them appear commonly in the Old Testament time. 14:21. 看不到你的脸呢。来, Erica.Oh, sorry, this is classical four disasters that is recorded in the Bible. Can you imagine that really, huh? When there's a war, right? We are talking about earthly level now, two realms, earthly realm now. When, for example, Rwanda, you hear the news of Rwanda, right? When Rwanda, there's a civil war in Rwanda, the rivers like become the water of blood, all flood with blood. And because sometimes you are not able to bury the body quickly, then they will plague. That's why you even see when the tsunami go to Southeast Asia and they got to burn the body in the street. You know why they got to burn the body in the street? Without burning them, plague could occur. And because of famine, right, many like crops field has been ruined. People are lacking of food to eat. So in Rwanda, I mean, there was a TV news camera person, right? He saw a boy without food and a vulture was waiting to eat that boy. Because a boy had no food for many days, he was dying on that field and And the vulture was over there, and the newsman, the cameraman, you know, he was on the truck or something. He just took that shot, right? And he don't have time to feed that baby. And after he developed that fumes, he feels so guilty for how many months. Later on, he commits suicide because he cannot take it, you know. He have a chance to help that boy, but he allowed that boy to be devoured by that vulture. And I think all this have to do with civil war. When civil war occurs, people do not have food. Plagues start to come. Oh, and maybe wild beasts also come out to devour all the dead body. In the last days, when this sea occurs, oh, you can see similar things like this. Oh, especially nowadays, right? I mean, you can see many, many plagues occur. I keep telling brother and sister, I'm going to tell you too. Now, you keep your eyes and open, right? You will see more and more plagues on earth. Really. You never heard of, maybe you heard of COTE, foot and mouth disease. Maybe you heard of mad cows in the past. Maybe you heard of AIDS in the past, right? But maybe 2 years ago, you never heard of You never heard of SARS, right? And maybe before the last year, you never heard of H1N1, right? Now, if you look at, if you think all about this, when I think about this, I feel it's really weird, right? AIDS is from monkey, isn't it? Huh? Started from monkey. SARS is starting from guozili, a kind of Cantonese people like to eat that kind of animal, wild animal. And mad cow, of course, have to do with cow. Foot and mouth have to do with pigs. And bird flu have to do with bird. I'm thinking in the future, right, maybe your cats will bring you plagues. Your dogs will bring you plagues. When we have bird flu, all the chicken will be, many chicken got killed, right? Chicken, huh? Chicken, not kitchen. I'm sometimes confused. Many chicken got killed, right? Can you imagine that when the plagues come from the dogs, many dogs, your beloved dogs will kill. They don't know nobody there to keep dogs anymore. Anyway, I just want you to open your eyes and see. There shall be more plagues, comes. There shall be more earthquake, more sword, comes in the earth. This is so you can interpret spiritual meaning and earthly meaning, and both will apply just like in your test. Like there were persecution outside, persecution inside. The anger of God is there. The anger of Gentile is also there. The king on earth was angry, keep killing people, keep killing Christians. The anger of God also comes. Will continue to pour will pour the disaster to the throne of the beast. Anger here again. There are trouble everywhere. Spiritual level, earthly level, not everywhere in the last days. Now, fifth seals when it is open. Turn to chapter 6. We already mentioned about those one who are on the altar, they are killed. Spiritual meaning, I will not explain this earthly meaning because to me, it don't make any sense to explain this physical meaning because like the Bible said, they are killed every day, all day long. How can people be killed all day long, right? How can people complain when they go to the heavenly kingdom, go to paradise? Impossible, right? So only explanation is spiritual. Those people are persecuted. They are asking God for revenge, right? Now, please read verse 10. Judas. Judy, 你太小声了. If you do not judge what? People who live on earth, right? When are you going to, Lord, 你不审判住在地上的人, you are not going, when, 哇,怎么讲? 来, read. I'm relying on your English. Huh? So those who are, they are crying that, no, when are you going to judge those who live on earth? Anybody know who live on earth in Book of Revelation? Who live on earth? Do you live on earth? Huh? According to the book of Revelation, you do not live on earth. You live on heaven, right? You are celestial people. You live in heavenly Jerusalem. Jerusalem that came down from heaven. That's really why you are not a person who live on earth. Chapter 8, verse 13. Judas, please read loud. Thank you. 因为我实在是在看中文圣经。 Woe, 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 woe to the inhabitants of the earth, right? So in the last day, those who live on earth will be a lot of woe, or three woe, 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 woe. Later on we'll explain what is this, right? Please read chapter 11, verse 10. 11, verse 10. Judy. Oh, two witnesses was preaching to those people on earth, right? But they hated him because they do not like to hear the bad news. And so when they die, the people on earth are very joyful when they see the two witnesses die. Two witnesses refer you and me, though, because Jesus sent two witnesses to preach, right? So one day, those who are preaching will die in the street of Babylon, in the street, on the earth, you will never find church anymore, right? Nobody's preaching, no? And those people who live on earth are very joyful. Please read chapter 13, verse 3. Chapter 13, verse 3. The people on earth all astonished and follow the beast, right? Who is this beast? We all know it's the political beast. This is a very interesting political beast because he was and is not and will be. If you read the Bible, if you continue reading, this beast, he was, meaning that this country, this political body exists before and is not, meaning that maybe just as if it disappeared already, and then will be, meaning that it will come out. Like over here, right? He was very weak, but suddenly become very strong. Imagine like mainland China, right? Can you imagine mainland China? Mainland China, years ago, they were great famous over there because Mao Zedong, had very bad policies. But look at mainland China right now. So many people are amazed how come mainland China was able to raise up so fast. But I don't know if this is mainland China. I'm just giving an example. I'm not saying this is mainland China. This could be Russian. This could be mainland China. This could be Al-Qaeda, right? But one thing you will know, this one will come out and he will bless me, the one who live in the tents, the one who live in heaven, no? Verse 6, chapter 13, verse 6. What did he do, Judas? You are the one who live in heaven, right? Who will bless for me, especially TJC, in the name of God and his church, the ten. Now, I'm explaining who are the people live on earth, right? Please continue reading chapter 13, verse 14. 13, verse 14. So the beast from the ocean, the false prophet, many people live on earth will be lured by him, but not you. If you live in heaven, if you stay in the church, you won't be hurt by these locusts, by this false prophet, by this beast from the ocean, by this false prophet. So that's why we explain what is the people who live on earth. No, so let's come back to chapter 6. When fifth seal opened, you see the people was talking to God. God, when are you going to judge the people who live on earth and revenge for us? Verse 11, what was given to them? What was given to them? Judas. Or what is given to them? White robe. Homework. Check this white robe. What is this white robe? What is this white robe different with the white robe that the elder wear in chapter 4, verse 24, verse 4? Like chapter 4, verse 4. Chapter 4, verse 4. Judas, please read. They also wear white robe, right? So what's the difference between these two white robes? Did you do the homework of Elders White Robin? Actually, I give answer in the slides show already, but did you do it? Now, white robe is given to you when you got baptized, right? Remember, somebody said you put on Christ, right? That white robe is something for you to keep, otherwise you will be naked, right? Now, this white robe, what is this white robe? How come there's no slideshow? From the beginning till now, no slide? No wonder you guys are confusing. Oh, yeah, it's my fault. See, I was drunk by your singing. So you sing so good, I got drunk. So I forgot what should I do. The answer is over there, right? The last lines. White robes. You should copy all those verses, huh? And what is this white robe different from the white robe elder wear? Actually, Greek word is different, right? This white robe is given only when you are able to overcome great tribulation. Okay? Hello, are you with me? Nobody's answering. Everybody's copying. Okay. I give 1 minute to copy. And last sentence, right? You should copy at least last sentence. If you're done, look at me, please, so I can continue. This white robe, right? Again, it is different Greek word, huh? Now, let's read all the verses so you understand what I'm talking about. Now, please read chapter 6, verse 11. Oh, we already read, right? Chapter 6, verse 11. Please read chapter 7, verse 9. 7, verse 9. Let's change another one. Hey, the Dallas sister, what's your name? 在那个, yeah, 你叫什么名字? Huh? Sandy. Now, please read. Okay, 白衣饰给他们哦. Okay, continue reading. I'm sorry. 衣饰有白衣饰给他们, 然后呢? Oh, 不是. Chapter 7, verse 9. Okay, they wear the same clothing that was given, oh, after they overcome the tribulations. Oh. So verse 13 says that an elder asked me, who are those persons who wear this white robe? Oh. And verse 14, please read. 14节. So they got washed by themselves. Oh. This white robe, oh, you can only rely on the mercy of God, on the blood of God, on the love of God. You got to wash your own clothes. This one, oh. It's not given when you are baptized. It's when you are in difficulties. Nobody can understand what you have gone through. Nobody can understand your suffering. But rely on the love of God, on the blood of God, you are able to go through your own tribulation. Nobody know your own tribulation, really. Even your pastor do not know. Even your mother do not know. But you should be patient. You should sustain and rely on the love of Jesus Christ. Walk out through this great tribulation. And then this will be given to you. And you wash it. This is this white robe. Chapter 22, verse 14. If you wash it, this is the same white robe, huh? Chapter 2, verse 14. Please read, Sandy. So you got to wash yourself with this clothing. Huh? You got to wash and cleanse yourself. Then you will be blessed. Okay? Again, how do you know? Because this is different Greek words with another white clothes wear by the elders. Because that one was given when you got baptized. But this one is given when you are able to go through great tribulation. So, but let's come back to Revelation chapter 6, verse 11. Then a white robe was given to them and said to them, what did he say to them? Let's change another one. Liz, please read. Chapter 6, verse 11. What did he say to them? Louder. Oh, you wait a little longer until, you know, the persecution will continue. The number of kill will be fulfilled. This persecution will continue till the days is come. Huh? So you should wait for a little while. Huh? So you can see how if you have read Book of Revelation so far, how long is this little while? What do you think? What do you think? How long is this little while? Well, guess it's okay. Huh? 30 minutes. 30 minutes is before the very last one. No, it's longer than 30 minutes. Thank you. It's a good guess. 30 minutes is like very last moment. No. Any about guessing? 10 years. 10 years. 10 years. Shorter. Yes. To me, I agree with you. Huh? This is your guess. I guess the same way too. You know why? Great tribulation started when the Euphrates River dried, and then the Satan started to invade the church. Right at that time, many members, especially those who cook in the kitchen, those who are keeping the cars, they will suffer. They got to run into the chapel, and this time is 42 months. In this 42 months, many things happen. If you lay down, you read chapter 11. Many things happen in this 42 months. 42 months is also called 100 and... maybe we jump to here since we are in this. Read chapter 11. We already know that, 11 verse 1, God will measure the temple very last days, right? And verse 2 says the outer core shall not measure because it will be to be trembled for 42 months, right? And two witnesses, verse 3, will preach 1,260 days. Let me ask you, is 1,260 days equal to 42 months? If 1 month is 30 days? 30 times 42, how much? Exactly, right? Exactly. So you see, in that time, people are still also preaching, go outside preaching. And some people are under persecution. And then, of course, these two witnesses die for 3.5 days. At these 3.5 days, there's no more church. But before this, there are people still preaching for 42 months. And some people already come into Naos. So in this great persecution, some people already stay in Naos for 1 year, 2 years, and 5 years. 3.5 years, right? Some people are earlier. They come to Naos earlier, right? Please read chapter 12, verse 14. So again, this period, many things occur. Verse 14. Like, please read. Who can read? Angela. Times and times and half times. 一载, 两载, 半载, 1 year, another translation, 1 year, 2 year, and half year. So you plus it together, it's 42 months. It's 1,260 days. Exactly the same time. So that is a great persecution. Some people in Naos receive persecution. Some people outside receive trembling. And those who are inside, they run into the Naos, and there was a altar over there. They pray to God. When? How long? How long you are going to, you know, revenge those people who live on earth? They keep bullying us. How long? I think the Lord said, for a while, for a little while. To me, that little while could be, should be 42 months. Huh? How long? Let's read chapter 10, verse 6. Chapter 10, verse 6. How long? Chapter 10, verse 6. Who shall read? Abby. They shall be delayed no longer. Seven trumpet is going to blow. They shall delay no longer. Only for a little while. Please continue to read chapter 20, verse 3. 20, verse 3. Abby. He will be, Satan will be released for a little while. So millennium is over. Now, followed by 42 months of persecution, right? So he will be released for a little while. So can you connect all those verses together? Right? You understand the timing? The timing should be like that. Well, okay. So this is fifth seals. People were crying under the altar because I think this is the time of 42 months. They was under great persecution. And sixth seal opened. We already read it already. This cannot explain spiritual layer because the sun, chapter 6, verse 12, the sun become black. Jesus Christ will never turn to black, right? So this is natural phenomena. Before the last days, indeed. It'll be like this. And verse 15, chapter 6, verse 15. This is social, in the society, right? In the society, many people will hide in the cave and in the Sandong and Yansidong. Please read, so I can understand what is in English. Like Pamela, read verse 15. Louder. Sometimes I read the news, I feel very interesting. Do you know that you can go to a hotel under the ocean? People build a hotel under the ocean, right? And some people even like, now they try to launch a plane, maybe you should find shelter in the moon, in the future, yeah? Really? People try all kind of stuff. They are thinking about in the third world war comes where they can hide. They're thinking all about this already. Even though they hide over there, it's not going to work. They're hiding all over the place. It's not going to work because disasters will come. And they are crying. They are hoping. 16, talk to the mountains, fall on us. Fall on us? Let us die. We should die. We want to hide from the one who is going to judge us. And the day of the race is coming. Who can avoid this kind of situation? And chapter 7 talk about the 144,000 are able to stand firm in this great, in these troubles. So what do you learn from seals? Brethren, something I learned for your reference. You read from first seal to sixth seals. I learned that the prophecy are fulfilled and will be fulfilled, right? Many things we see from first seal to second seal, earthly level, even spiritual level, we see. We see that TJC came out. We see that persecution indeed was there. We see that if the persecution have to do with that red is blood, right? Red communist. Then communist indeed was there in an early age. Now, of course, it is already open, right? So everything are fulfilled and will be fulfilled. So the direction of the earth, everything that the earth you see that, you know, have to do with the future, really, they are just follow the blueprint of the Bible. So one day, heaven and earth will be gone. So again, I want to ask you, where is the direction of your life? Now, let's only 5 minutes left, but let's try to, because we got to catch up something. Huh? Let's read chapter 7. Huh? First break. Chapter 7, verse 1 to 3. 1 to 3. Like, Wells, please read. Verse 2.
Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, whispering, saying, "Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on the floor."
So, Wills, what do you think the seal prefigure? Holy Spirit, how do you know? That is recorded in Ephesians chapter 1, right? Holy Spirit is like a seal, your forehead, right? Do we need to flip to that verse? I assume you know that already, right? Wells, where does the angels came from? East. Amazing, huh? Even 2,000 years ago, the Bible already tell you that church in the last day will started from the east. Mainland China. I don't know why not Korean, but it's happened to be mainland China. I know Korean is all east, right? Japan is also east, right? But for some reason, it occurs in one of the east, mainland China. And the angels start to come to seal people. Because before that, two angels already tried to harm the tree and the earth. But this angel told them, no, don't harm them, don't harm them. Tell me, which trumpet blow, then the earth die one third? Which trumpet? Huh? Hello? You are supposed to have tested already. Which trumpet blow, the earth start to die one third? The trees die one third? Huh? Thank you. First, right? So this event, chapter 7, verse 1 to 3, must before the first trumpet, right? This event must occur before the first trumpet blow, right? Because he say, don't hurt them yet, right? Until we start to seal, right? Are you with me? Are you lost? Anybody got lost? Raise your hand. I'm just talking about the timing, right? So TJC got to come out in the east first, prior to the earth start to be harmed by the end when the first trumpet blow. Yes. I don't know when. First trumpet, you see already here. I don't know when it started. I just know one thing. TJC come first before first trumpet blow. Right? But I already saw first trumpet already blow. What do you think? Well, you can disagree. My thinking is, if not one third, maybe, if not 33%, maybe 20%. Maybe you should ask Al Gore. He can give you better information. How many percent of the tree has been damaged? What do you think? But anyway, TJC comes first, right? Now, so the one who seal, how many people are they? And they are 144,000, right? Albert, read verse 4. We don't have time. Time is up. Sorry. I'm speeding. Oh. I'm driving very fast right now. I hope you can catch up because we only have three sections left. And next section is going to be sermon. I cannot explain verse by verse. It got to be topical. So tonight I will share a topics of chapter 17 because we don't have time to go to magnify event. So tonight I will share one magnify event, right? Tomorrow we continue verse by verse. Talk about, but if we can reach up to 12, I think... probably we can only reach up to chapter 12. I don't know. The Lord help us. But at least you get a taste of what is Book of Revelation. Or you already know the major content of seven seals, seven trumpets. Of course, three. You know 1, 2, 3, 4 trumpets now. Huh? 5, 6, 7 is yet to explain. Huh? and Paul. Paul, you already know, I think, most of them. So thank God. Let's continue to study. May the Lord bless us. When you pray, please also pray for these two instances, that to their family members, so they can be comforted by the Lord. Let's all kneel down and pray together.